5 minutes of good stuff coming your way here. Kim, tell us about Tri-State Livestock News, would you?
I'd be delighted. Tri-State Livestock News. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. You know, it is what ranchers read. So check it out. Go to tsln.com to subscribe today.
And we want to invite you to Valentine for Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Of course, that is starting today. So you still got today to get here, and maybe Saturday you can take in some of the greatest cowboy poetry you're going to find anywhere around. Go online at oldwestdays.net for more information about the Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. And Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff for today?
I've got a piece. Well, actually, it's my grandmother once gave me a tip.
Oh, sounds good.
In difficult times, you move forward in small steps. I think it's more than one tip. Do what you have to do, but little by little. Don't think about the future or what may happen tomorrow. Wash the dishes. Remove the dust. Write a letter. Make a soup. You see, you are advancing step by step. Take a step and stop. Rest a little. Praise yourself. Take another step. Then another. You won't notice, but your steps will grow more and more. And the time will come when you can think about the future without crying. Elena Mikhailova wrote that, actually, and I think it's a lot of wisdom packed in there from her grandma.
This is called To a Keeper. It was a way of life, and sometimes it made me crazy. All that refixing, reheating, renewing. I wanted just once to be wasteful. Waste meant affluence. Throwing things away meant you knew that there'd always be more. But then my best friend died. And on that clear summer's night, in the warmth of the hospital room, I was struck with the pain of learning that sometimes there isn't any more. This is true for marriage and old cars and children with bad report cards and dogs with bad hips and aging parents and grandparents. We keep them because they are worth it, because we are worth it. Some things we keep, like a friend that moved away or a classmate we grew up with. There are just some things that make life important, like people we know who are special, and so we keep them close. I received this from someone who thought I was a keeper. Then I sent it on to people that I think of in the same way. Now, if you're listening to this, turn around and give this message to all those people who are keepers in your life, and you'll like, because you're a keeper.
That's good.
Isn't that kind of neat?
That is.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the author of that is, but it's called You're a Keeper. So, and it's To a Keeper.
Oh, all very right? Good. Very good.
I want to tell you a little bit about Mile City Bucking Horse Sale coming up. They say the 15th through the 18th, but it's actually more days than that, starting with May 3rd and 4th races. But that concert coming up here on the 15th, May 15th, Gary Allen is the featured band, a special guest band by Tiger Lily Gold, two sisters who have been singing together since they could walk. And the showcase band for the evening is going to be Tanner Laws, who is a singer-songwriter from Thompson Falls, Montana. So check it out at buckinghorsesale.com. Kim, do you have something else to share with us today?
I do. So Bob wakes up at home with a huge hangover. He forces himself to open his eyes, and the first thing he sees is a couple of aspirin and a glass of water on the side table. He sits down and sees his clothing in front of him, all clean and pressed. Bob looks around the room and sees that it is in perfect order, spotless, clean. So is the rest of the house. He takes the aspirin and notices a note on the table that says, "Honey, breakfast is on the stove. I left early to go shopping. Love you." So he goes to the kitchen, and sure enough, there's a hot breakfast and the morning newspaper. His son is also at the table eating. Bob asks, "Son, what happened last night?" "Well, you came home after 3 a.m., drunk and delirious, broke some furniture, puked in the hallway, and gave yourself a black eye when you stumbled into the door." Confused, Bob asks, "So why is everything in order and so clean, and breakfast is on the table waiting for me?" His son says, "Oh, that? Mom dragged you to the bedroom, and when she tried to take your pants off, you said, 'Lady, leave me alone. I'm a married man.'"
And that's the good stuff